First, though, as we do every Monday morning after a Cowboy win or loss, and it's been nothing but wins lately, we visit with the owner and general manager and say good morning to Jerry Jones. How are you?
Hey, good morning. How are you, man?
Morning.
Great. Congratulations on another.
Okay. Dak Prescott's a miracle.
Maybe four.
Pretty
words,
incredible.
I think that Dak silenced all the remainder of his critics yesterday. All those who had been calling him a litter bug. He proved that he leaves it all out on the field except for Gatorade cups.
Yes.
He'll pick them up.
That was a great moment.
Var polite. What?
Very polite.
Yes, that's correct. That's what I've been saying.
Well, congratulations, Jerry. Your football team looks like
a... I appreciate it, Jody, and that is true.
They're really good.
We will, but we don't, and that is true. And did you see how much class and dignity that Tony had holding that clipboard on the sidelines yesterday?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So much class and dignity.
Yeah, he's handled it well.
I defy you to show me someone who commands more respect carrying a clipboard than Tony. He just is so impressive over there.
Well,
truthfully, the biggest disadvantage to Tony not starting anymore is that we don't get all them shots of Candace watching the game up there.
Jerry, that's just
that's weird.
She's a real first teamer, isn't she, George?
She's an attractive woman, but you should not be talking about her like that.
Yeah, kind of reminds you of your special purpose there, doesn't she?
What?
I know you, George. You're always going on about Candace.
I am not. Stop it.
Thank you for the jerk reference.
Tony's been great about giving Dak advice this season.
Uh-huh.
Really taking him under his wing. Telling him which concerts to be seen at, which popular singers to hook up with, the correct way to wear your hat backwards on them sidelines, and, of course, the worst possible time to go ahead and throw a game-crippling interception. You know, some of them haul balls.
Oh, come on.
Well, it doesn't sound like Dak's listening, if that's what he's telling him.
He isn't. He's a little hard-headed when it comes to Tony giving him advice. But
yeah.
That's good for our team now, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
I just want to thank the big GM up there in the sky that the broadcast crew mentioned Gene's art collection on the broadcast.
Yeah, they seem to do it every week.
Well, I have to go in and beg them every week because if they don't mention it, I have to go without love making for a week.
Oh, gosh, Jerry.
That's the deal?
That's the deal, yeah. If they don't mention Gene's art collection, I can't carouse around at the club's lovemaking.
Oh, gosh.
Gene keeps me on a short leash and I don't get it mentioned.
Yeah, well.
Well, hey, you know how much money I got, don't you?
How much?
I got so much money, I can pay my backup quarterback $20 million a year. You fellas pay your backup?
Why'd you have to say it in such hushed tones like that?
The life of a billionaire, Georgie.
Yeah.
The life of a billionaire.
I guess so.
Of course, Gene spends so much on these kids, I don't know how much longer I'll be a billionaire.
Still.
Between their Oshkosh and their pump it up parties and their Xbox subscriptions. He's bound and determined to put me in the poorhouse.
Seems like those kids are old enough to, like, pay for their own things.
Yeah.
Daddy, can we stop by Denny's and get some of them seasonal pumpkin pancakes?
Shut up, Junior. Shut your fat face, you waste of seminal fluid.
Hey.
Sorry about
Come
that.
On.
I told him to be quiet that I was going to be doing a radio interview. I'm having to cart him to the Star today. At first, I was like, Gene said, hey, can you take him to the Star? And I'm like, what, does it take your embarrassment to work, Dave?
Hey, come on.
She said, no, it was Frisco ISD on vacation Thanksgiving, so I got to take him up to work with me. I swear, there is no way that boy came from my loins. First thing I'm going to do when I get home is punch Roosevelt in the mouth.
Oh, come on.
Good morning.
All right, we'll see you. There goes fake Jerry.